The English Civil War, 1639 to 1660. March and April of 1644 and the Battle of Cheriton. Now, on March the 4th, the Scottish forces led by Leven occupied Sutherland, and Parliamentary cavalry led by Lambert captured Tadcaster. Rupert, the Royalist, defeats Mighton at Market Drayton. On March the 6th, Meldrum, the Parliamentarian, commences the siege of the Royalist stronghold of Newark. He attempts to storm the place 2 days later. March the 9th, Laren, the Parliamentarian, captures Tenby. March the 10th, Crewe Castle surrenders to Poyer, the Parliamentarian. Only Pembroke Castle remains in Royalist hands. March the 13th, Hopton Castle surrenders to Woodhouse, a Royalist. On March the 20th, the Scots storm and capture the fort at South Shields. On the 21st, Rupert the Royalist relieves the siege of Newark. On March the 24th, the armies of Leven, again the Covenanter, as they're referred to frequently, but the Scots, and Newcastle, the Royalists meet north of Sunderland, but do not commit the battle. The Marquis de Huntly, a Royalist at this time, occupies Aberdeen. On March the 27th, Hopton and Ruthven, Royalists, occupy Alresford. And then we get to March the 29th, which is the Battle of Cheriton. Now, in the summer of 1643, a Royalist army led by Hopton invaded Hampshire and Sussex, whose Wealden iron industry was Parliament's main source of armaments. Despite initial successes, by January of 1644, a series of defeats led Charles I to order a retreat into Wiltshire. When Hopton argued for remaining in Hampshire, Charles sent him a detachment from the Royalist army in Oxford that was led by the Earl of Forth. By the end of February, Sir William Waller's Army of the Southern Association, based in Arundel, had been increased to over 8,000. Parliament ordered him to slip past Hopton and retake southwest England, lost to the Royalists after defeat in the Roundway Down the previous summer. When one of his commanders, Sir Richard Grenville, deserted to Hopton in early March with this information, Forth and Hopton determined to seize New Alresford, placing them between Waller and London. Advancing from their base at Winchester, they reached the town late on March the 27th, just ahead of the Parliamentarian cavalry led by Sir William Balfour. The next day, they advanced cautiously south towards Cheriton. As night fell, a reconnaissance patrol under Sir George Lisle occupied an outpost near Cheriton Wood and reported the Parliamentarians were retreating. Well, in the battle, which is going to be the next day, you have the Royalists with 2,500 cavalry, 3,500 infantry, and the Parliamentarians, 3,500 cavalry, and 6,500 infantry. Well, the Parliamentarians had been outmaneuvered up to this point, and indeed had begun to retreat. But overnight, Waller changed his mind and ordered an advance. As dawn broke, the City of London Brigade occupied Cheriton Wood. Hopton had moved to Lisle's outpost and realized it would have to be hastily withdrawn. The Royalists retreated to a ridge north of the wood as Waller advanced. Hopton was determined to recapture Cheriton Wood and sent forward 1,000 commanded musketeers under Colonel Appleyard, supported by a battery of guns. There was some hot fighting, but the Parliamentarians abandoned the wood. Forth and Hopton intended to stand on the defense at this particular point, but an impetuous infantry commander, Sir Henry Bard, launched his regiment of foot against the Parliamentarian left-wing cavalry. Bard's regiment was, of course, overwhelmed and destroyed by a charge of Sir Arthur Haselrig's heavily armored London Lobsters. The Royalist cavalry on the right wing tried to support him, but were forced to make disjointed attacks along narrow lanes and were defeated in turn. Hopton sent the Royalist horse from the left wing under Sir Edward Stawell to make a better prepared attack, but they were also defeated. Haselrig now attacked the Royalist infantry, moving up in support, and drove them back. The Parliamentarians also attacked the Royalist left, which had been denuded of its cavalry, and regained Cheriton Wood. The Royalists fell back on to their ridge, but Hopton and Forth realized they could not withstand another attack, and as evening fell, they retreated to Basinghouse. The casualties for the Battle of Cheriton were 300 killed or wounded on the Royalist side versus 60 killed or wounded on the Parliamentarian side. Now, Bard was wounded and captured, while other Royalist casualties included senior commanders Lord John Stuart, Sir John Smith, Sir Edward Stowell, and Henry Sandys, who died of his wounds on the 6th of April. The defeat ended Royalist plans for retaking Sussex and Kent and allowed the Parliamentarian armies of Essex and Waller to concentrate against Oxford. Sir Edward Walker, secretary of the Royalist War Council, later commented, quote, "Defeat necessitated His Majesty to alter the scheme of his affairs and replace an offensive with a defensive war." End of quote. After lengthy debate, it was decided to merge the remnants of Hopton's army into the Oxford army at a review held at Aldborough during April of 1644. The infantry was formed into a single brigade under Sir Bernard Astley, with the cavalry divided between Sir Humphrey Bennett and Lord Wilmot. Although they partially restored the situation later in 1644 by gaining victories at Copready Bridge, Lostwithal, the Royalists never resumed their offensive in southern England. In his History of the Rebellion, Royalist advisor Clarendon wrote defeat had a disastrous impact on their prospects. So the Royalists are now really reeling. Now let's see what happens with the month of April. Now, in early April, Waller, the Parliamentarian, storms and captures Winchester, but Royalists maintain the castle. Waller's troops captured Salisbury, Andover, Bishop Waltham, and then seized Christchurch in Dorset. On April the 11th, Lord Fairfax, Thomas Fairfax, Lambert, and Meldrum, all Parliamentarians, joined forces to storm and capture Selby. April the 15th, the Royalist commander Montrose occupies Dumfries. On April the 18th, Royalist Commander Newcastle occupies York. On April the 23rd, we have Leven, the Covenanter, the Scot, and Fairfax, the Parliamentarian, besieging York. Maurice, the Royalist, commences the siege of Lyme Regis. So that puts us in the position that we've gone through March and April. Again, sorting towns, one major battle that really changes the complexity of the Royalists' plans. And we continue marching on to the Battle of Marston Moor. And Marston Moor will not occur until July. So we still have May to go through. And in May, not only do we have the Battle of Copready Bridge, but we also have the storming of Bolton and the Bolton Massacre. The sources for this, History of England by Thornton, Lockyer, and Smith. Cromwell, Lord Protector by Fraser. History of England by Wilson. Fairfax by Wilson. Cromwell by Wedgwood. English Civil War 1640-1660 by Warden. English Civil War Atlas and Concise History of the Wars of the Three Kingdoms 1639-51 by Lipscomb. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.